The Women in Leadership Conference is entitled Designing Your Future. It's being organized and presented by the College of Business Executive Mentor Program. Sherry Hartnett is the program's director.
Our goal really is to continue to develop women into leaders through empowerment and support and connections, and we think people will get all of that at this conference.
Hartnett says the event is an extension of the Executive Mentor Program with the mission of meeting the professional development needs of UWF business students, in this case focusing on female students.
We realize that from a leadership perspective, women in particular have unique strengths and challenges. And so we wanted to develop something where we could provide tools and strategies and best practices that would help motivate young women to go out and conquer in their future careers. And we thought the best way to do that is to hear and learn from experts and to have the opportunity to network.
At this first Women in Leadership Conference, attendees will be networking with an impressive collection of successful women in business from the Pensacola area. That includes UWF President Dr. Judy Bentz and Provost Dr. Martha Saunders.
We also have Pam Childers from the Clerk of the Court. We have Debbie Ritchie from the Studer Group, Bentina Terry, VP of External Affairs and Corporate Services at Gulf Power, Holly Smith from H2 Consulting. We've got Julie Shepherd from IHMC, Susan O'Connor from McDonald's, Carol Carlin, who's the president of Sacred Heart Foundation.
Others include Yvonne Emerson, retired CEO of the Pensacola Chamber, Debbie Calder, senior VP of Navy Federal Credit Union, Kathy Anthony, VP of IMS Expert Services and chair of Vistage Florida, and Pam Bilbrey, president of Bilbrey & Associates. The conference will feature thought-provoking session presentations and, says Hartnett, it'll be highlighted by two significant panel discussions.
The first one is about communication skills and how they are a pathway to career success. And then the other panel is going to talk about emotional intelligence and how that really is a core competency for great leadership. And then we have people that are going to be telling their stories of their careers and things that they have found along their career path. And so I think it'll really end up being quite motivational for the attendees.
And those attendees will include a mix of college students and young female professionals. And oh, by the way, men are invited to participate as well. The conference is free and open to the public, and it will be held this Friday in the UWF Conference Center. Sherry Hartnett, director of the College of Business Executive Mentor Program and organizer of the event, says they had hoped for at least 200 participants. But as of this Thursday, registration already has surpassed the 400 mark. She says that bodes well for future such conferences.
What I think really makes this special is all of the women that have volunteered their time to come and present and speak and be part of panels are passionate about this topic. And there is just so much support in our community with successful women in leadership that I really believe this has a lot of future potential.
Late registration continues at uwf.edu/women in leadership, and walk-ins will be accommodated on a space available basis. Checking the schedule, there will be a pre-conference roundtable luncheon at noon with UWF President Judy Bentz presenting the opening session beginning at 1:15. The conference will conclude with closing remarks from Dr. Ed Rinelli, Dean Emeritus of the UWF College of Business, starting at 5. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.